decade. It is WMFO Medford. It is Christmas night. And what I've got for you next, we've heard from the Veterans Administration. There are Christmas programs for the veterans in military hospitals from 1971 and 1976. We've heard twice now from Line Material. I really, really like that song. I really like Let's Trim the Christmas Tree, which came out in 1962. I think that is a charming little piece of music. It's a great song. It's a nice little sketch. Everything about it is well done. We're going to end tonight with a couple of things. The first is a tribute to the American retailer and the end of American retail. Of course, we're all shopping online these days. Brick and mortar stores are shutting down left and right. And one brand that was a huge part of Christmas when I was growing up, probably when you were growing up, if you grew up in the 1960s or the 70s or the 80s, was Kmart. Kmart is soon to be extinct in New England. The very last Kmart that I know of is up in the Billerica-Chelmsford area, and they're pretty much done. They're winding down at the end of this year. And we're gonna be out of Kmarts, and Sears is becoming an endangered species as well. This recording is from Kmart. It is from Kmart in 1974. And if you went shopping at Kmart in 1974, this would be playing over the PA system. Now, some of this is music. Some of this is Kmart jingle, which opens it up. And then there are interesting little tidbits here and there. For example, about 15 minutes into this, you're going to hear a call for security in one of the aisles. And it's interesting that that's in there because, as I said, this is a recording. This same recording was played in Kmarts all over the country. So that little bit about the security call is possibly there to deter shoplifters, or who knows? I guess whatever was in that aisle was pretty coveted. But Kmart was one of those places where everybody shopped for Christmas because they had everything. They had clothes, they had toys, they had guns, they had camping gear, sporting goods, fishing gear, you name it, Kmart had it. And for suburban America, it was one of the top Christmas destinations. Now, of course, if we go to the store at all, it's probably Target or Walmart. So as we say farewell to Kmart, let's take a step back in time and recall holiday shopping in 1974. This is WMFO Medford.
Not take long. One visit and you Will security please report to Section 3? Security to Section 3, please. Attention, please. If you plan to pay for your purchase with a personal check, please have the check approved at the service desk before going through the checkout lanes. Attention, please. There is no smoking allowed on the sales floor. For your convenience, smoking is permitted in the snack bar area only.
Thank you. Leonard Nimoy. If you're like me, now that the holidays are over, you're probably trying to get things back to normal. But even though things did get a bit hectic, I hope you remembered to answer your Christmas seal letter. If you've overlooked it, remember, the fight against emphysema, tuberculosis, and the growing pollution of the air we breathe, all of these must go on all year round. It's not too late to sit right down and answer your Christmas seal letter today. It's a matter of life and breath.
I'm Randy Travis. Before the appearance of Red, people didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Merry Christmas from Derek Gary. And Shea Spillane and everybody else associated with The Big Picture and Hear It Wow through the years. We've been listening to a Kmart reel-to-reel that was played in stores from 1974. Remember, smoking for your convenience is allowed only in the snack bar area. Words to live by from Kmart in 1974. It is almost the end of Christmas, just a few hours of merrymaking left to go here on the East Coast. Almost time to put the Christmas music away for another year, which will be much to the delight of Joel, who will be here with On the Town with Mikey D in just a few minutes. But before I go, and before we head off into 2020, the way that I've closed my last show before Christmas for at least a decade now, this is a song that was put out by ABBA and takes on a particular extra added bit of significance whenever we hit the end of a decade, because they recorded this 40 years ago with the intent of releasing it globally in 1979. It actually did not achieve global release until the early 2000s. The band was in the process of breaking up, and various versions of the Super Trooper album were released, some that included this. The U.S. version did not. So we weren't able to enjoy this until much later. But the message remains as poignant and valuable as ever. So, with best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year, this is Derek Gary. We will see you in 2020. This is WMFO Medford.
We might have